We now continue on Chatzos, Matzoi Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas. We have a little bit more Kedushas Shabbos to complement to our Amelus B'Torah, and we're up to this beautiful concept of Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Our Gemara had asserted that the weasel is a Vadai, that he took the chametz, and there's a Safek whether he ate it, and therefore Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Asks the Gemara, Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, is that true? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Braisa, Chover Shemes, if there's someone who has a chazaka that he has only fruits that appropriate Trumas Maisers have been taken off, Einich Megura Malaya Peros, and he leaves a drawer full of fruits, Vafilu Heim B'nei Yomen Harehem Becheskas Mesukanim, they retain the status of this individual of being a chazaka mesukan, that the appropriate trumas and maisers were taken off. Ask the mar v'hacha devadei tefili hani piri. As a rule, all peros start off as certainly being tevel, untithed, v'safik musar, and then you have a safik whether the owner took off the tithe. V'safik lo musar. We're not sure if he did or he didn't. V'ka'asi safik u'motzimei devadei. And we see that the safik takes out from the vadei. Answers the Gemara, no. When you have a chaver, it's not a suffix whether he's going to take off. It's a vadai. Hasan vadai vadai hu. De vadai ma'asri. Certainly the chaver will take off ma'asri. Kid Rabbi Chanina Chuza. As Rabbi Chanina Chuza taught, Dom Rabbi Chanina Chuza, Chazak ala chaver, Shein moitzi mitachas yodoi, Dover Shein imesuk. And there's a presumptive status of a chaver that he won't allow anything out of his hand, not even to put in his drawer, that has not been tithed. V'baisema, if you want to give you another teretz, safik v'safiku, there's also another safik on the other side. In other words, it's not necessarily a vadai teva. Dilma meikara emer delo tavil. It's possible that it never became teva. How could that be? Ki reboshia, dam reboshia, ma'arim adam atvuasa mechnisa v'mot shela, kedei shteit behemtoi echela subtura min ha-maisir. Reboshia taught a trick that a person could bring wheat into his house and not be chayiv in the hafroshes trumas and maisros if it's still in its chaff. So then, in such a case, when he brings it normally rias pnei abayis, the moment he enters his house, it's chayiv. However, that's considered shalo kederech, and therefore he's going to be pater maisros. So since there are times fruits would not be chayiv, the fruits and the grain, for example, there are instances of ma'arim adam al tvuaso that will actually bring the fruits in without being tevel or the harvest. So then, in such a case, it's not a safek altogether. So it's not a vadai altogether, excuse me. So it's a safek and safek. So then there's no kasha on our rule, ain't safek motzimi de vadai. That's the Gemara's teretz for that topic. However, asks the Gemara, ain't safek motzimi de vadai, three lines from the bottom of Atanya, didn't we learn in Braisa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taught, Maisa b'shivchaso shel meitzik echad b'rimon. There was a shivcha kananis of an oppressor, in other words, a tough fellow, a difficult person, or even a criminal, Birimon, Shehetela Nafal Labar. He placed a nafel, a aborted fetus, into a pit. Top line on the base, the Kohen came along, and he peered over the bar to see if the nafel was a Zachar or a Nekeva. Rashi explains, why would he check? Because length of tumah for the mother who gives birth, whether it's a healthy birth or, God forbid, an aborted fetus, is 14 days of Yimei tumah for an akeva, and then 66 of Yimei tahara. However, if it's a zachar, then it's 7 days of tumah and 33 days of Yimei, 7 days of tumah and 33 days of Yimei tahara. Now, outside of the halacha of the mother, now the shaila is, what's the status of the coin? Bob Maisel fnei chacham v'tiru. And the chacham were mat to the coin. Mepnei shechuldo bardos metzuyin sham. The chulda would have eaten it. Asks the Gemara, v'ahacha devadei teva. Certainly there was a fetus there. V'safik gurua, v'safik lo gurua. And we don't know if the weasel got to it or not. Ahi shaita, at the time that the Kohen was looking at it. So why don't we say, ein safik motzimi devadei? And here we say the opposite. V'kasi safik motzim devadai. Answers the Gemara. Lo tema shehetela nefel abar. We're not talking about a case where he put into the bar. Ela ema shehepila kimin nefel labar. That she aborted something that looked like a nefel into a bar. We're not even sure if it has the status of a nefel. If the fetus is not entirely formed, Rashi explains, so then in such a case, it doesn't create Tumas Leida at all. V'havi Safik v'Safik, and therefore it's a Safik and Safik. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? V'aleidim Zachar u'm Nekevo Iktani, he was already checking the organs of the gender, so then clearly it was more than Kimin Nefel, it was already developed fetus. Hachi Kama Leidim Ruach Epela, Im Nefel Epela. No, he was checking for something else, not the gender of the aborted fetus, but rather to see if it was just primarily ear, literally, that had come out. In other words, it wasn't a significant miscarriage, or it was already a nephil. Vimtin Salomar nephil apela, and if it was a nephil, then leidem zachar hu vimnikeva. Then he was checking whether it was a zachar or a nikeva. Continues the Gemara, Vibai Sim, if you want, we could give another teretz. Hasam vadai vadaihu. Even if it was a for sure nephil, but there's also a vadai that the chulda, that the weasel is going to get to it. Kivin the chulda ubarlis matsuyin sham, since these animals are definitely there, vadai yiruba yishaita, then they most definitely had gotten to it already. Nihi, it is possible, adds the Gemara, deshur mishaira, that they didn't devour the entire fetus. Migra miyaz vadai gorme yishaita, but they could have moved it, they most definitely moved it at that particular time. So it's a vadai going up to a vadai, and therefore the kohen is going to be tamar. Let's skip the parentheses. Ask the Gemara, umiyam rinan, ein chashin shema grara cholda. We're now going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had taught us that if a person did bedikaneria, you don't have to be afraid that a weasel came along and brought chametz into the checked area. Asks the Gemara, Vaktani Seifa, later on in Yudam Mebez, we learned, Mashem Ishar Yenechenem Betzinah, Shlo Yehei Tzarech Bedika Acharav, that if you have a little bit of chametz, you should protect it from animals, leave it in a hidden place, in order that one not need to do bedika after the chametz, because an animal will have grabbed it and brought it all over the place. So we see that we are choshesh, that the animal is going to bring things into a cheskes baduk. Answers the Gemara, Marabai loy kasha hobar bo asar, b'shosh asar. Depends when we're talking about. B'shosh asar, when we're talking on the 13th, d'shchiach rifta b'kule basi, it's common to have bread throughout the house, lo mitzna. In such a case, then he doesn't put away particular chametz, and there's no reason to believe that the animal is going to drag hidden chametz. Bar bas lo shchicha rifta, there's not a lot of bread, b'kule bati, in the house, mitzana, he has to hide it. This teretz is hard to understand. Immediately, Rava questions. Amar Rava, v'chichulda nevi'i? Is the chulda a nevi'a? That's a great pun, because we do know that there was a nevi'a by the name of chulda. But here it's talking about a weasel. V'chichulda nevi'i? Is the weasel a prophet? D'yoda d'idn arvesa v'loi api ad urta misharim mitamra? That he's going to know that they're not going to be baked any more chametz, and he's going to hide, the chulda is going to hide the chametz. What was Abaye's teretz? Abaye's teretz was, when there's a lot of chametz around, so then the weasel devours anything, you don't have to worry about the weasel hiding it. But if it's the 14th, so then in such a case, the weasel is likely to hide his chametz. Asks Rava, but he doesn't know that there isn't going to be any more chametz around. Elo my Rava, so therefore Rava gives a different teretz that we're not going to answer, that we're talking about the 13th versus the 14th, but a different teretz. Mashem Ishayer Yenichenu Betzina Shematitol Chulda Bifaneinu V'Hei Tzarech Bedik Achrav. Says Rava, we're not afraid if we didn't see a weasel taking it, that we're going to construe a paranoid fear that the weasel took it. The Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis is describing that we should hide it because we might actually see on Erev Pesach a chulda running around with that chametz. And then we're going to need a bedika. So as to save ourselves from that agitation, number one, probably the housewife will not be happy seeing a weasel running through the house. And number two, is it's right before the Zman of Isser chametz, and he's running around with chametz all over the house. To clean that out and to find it will create quite a tension on Erev Pesach before the Zman of Yisrael. Tanya Kava say to Rava, Haroi Tzalecho Chametz Acha Bedika Keitzad Yaseh. If a person wants to eat Chametz after Bedika, what should he do? Mashem Eshayu Yanichen Betzinah Shlo Tov V'chulda V'tilto B'faneinu V'yetzarach Bedika. It's not based on a fear of something that we won't see, but we might even see it. And then you're going to have to check after it. The Chulda, of course. Ramari Amar, Gzer Shami Niach, Eser V'imotzei Teisha. Ramari says, We're afraid that if you can leave 10 pieces around and not hide them, then maybe one of them will disappear. And then Rashi explains, even if you don't see the chulda, but if you know you had 10 and then you find only 9, so then in such a case you're going to be stuck, and then you will have a chiyuv bedika right on the morning of the 14th as you're leading up to the Seder and the Zman Ha'iser. That is what we're trying to avoid, answers the Gemara. The next sugya is one of the big shas sugyas of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzan Halachas of Rov, and because it continues well into Yud Amud Aleph, we will stop Be'ezer Hashem over here. It's already quite late on Motzei Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem will do this big important sugya of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzan tomorrow until the next Mishnah that we just referred to in our Gemara on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Maseches Pesachim. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud in Maseches Pesachim. It's the 332nd daf in Shas. Our daf will continue on with the halachos of Sfeikos that we had begun already on the daf of Shabbos Kodesh. It will introduce us to the concepts of Rov, as well as a famous sugya of Kavua. The way to summarize this daf is that we will have 7 examples of Piske Halacha in the Gemara, where you have Sfeikos in regards to Chametz. Those 7 instances will begin about 15 lines from the bottom on Tes Amud Beis and take us all the way through Yud Amud Aleph, and we will traverse many important concepts in the Halachos of Sfeikos. The Gemara will then recount teachings of Rava on Amud Beis in regards to Sfeikos of Chametz, if a mouse took Chametz in his mouth. And these Sfeikos will continue all the way up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Let's begin. This is an important Shas daf. Daf Tes and Daf Yud, we mentioned already yesterday, falls into the category of one of the most important dapim of Shas topics. Let's begin. 15 lines from the bottom on Tes Amud Beis. Teisha Tziburin Shel Matzah. If you have 9 piles of matzah, ve'echad shel chametz and 1 of chametz, ve'asa achbar v'shek kal. And a mouse comes along and he removes some of it. V'lo yadinan imatzah shakal ichamas shakal. And we don't know if he took matzah or chametz. Hainu teisha chanuyos. That is like the case of teisha chanuyos. We're going to see in a moment what the reference to teisha chanuyos is. It is a famous memra in Shas. Another important Shas daf. Ksubis, Daf Tezvav, Amud Aleph deals with it in detail, and we will see the moment the Gemara is going to make reference to it in a moment. So it's the case of Teisha Chanuyos. We'll explain what does that mean, what is the halacha by Teisha Chanuyos. Piresh, if we know that before the mouse came along, the matzah or chametz, we're not sure which one it was, had separated from its original place, let's say a wind came along and blew it. Va'asa achbar v'shakel, and then a mouse came along and took it. Hainu seifa. Then that would be the seifa of the case of Teisha Chanuyos. Disnan, as, now here, it's not a mishnah. If you check all the places in Shas, it must be a mistake. It's disanya. There is a brisa. Teisha Chanuyos, kulan mochrin basar shchuta. If you have 9 stores, all of them sell kosher meat. Va'achas mochros basar nevela. And one of them sells nevela. V'loka me'achas mehen, and a person purchased from one of them. V'eni yodeh me'ez mehen lokach. And he doesn't know from which store he purchased. Sveiko asur. The halacha is that if there's a safek, and it is asur. Rashi explains that the quote doesn't bring out the most important rule over here, and that is the reason why it's asur, is because of kol kavua. If you have stores that are sitting in one place, so then in such a case, you cannot follow the majority. And the Safik Isur has to go L'chumra. There are explanations in the Rishonim and the Achronim. When we had Shir and Ksubis, we discussed it, what the rationale of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechza is. Simplest explanation is for Rov to work, there has to be a mixture over here. In other words, these things are mixed up, and then we could assume that it fell from the majority. However, if each one stands independently, so then there was never a mixture to follow the rule of Rov. There might be questions on this explanation, but either way, that might be one explanation in terms of the rule of Kavua. And that's the first case of the Matzah and the Chametz. If the Achbar came along and took from these Tziborin are considered Kavua, the Gemara is Mechadesh, and for that reason, you can't follow the majority. The Seifa, though, of this Braisa teaches us the following. Ubenimtza. What happens if you found a piece of meat that it was parush? That was a very important expression. It has been removed from the kavua. Then you could resort to the rule of rov. Because then you're looking at the whole mixture, the whole area, which is 10 different stores. If you came from one store, so then that store is not Misarev Macherim. However, if you're looking at the whole area, so then you have a Taruvas of many stores, then Ubenimtza Halachacha Arov. That's why we learned above that if it was Piresh, and then Asa Achbar Veshakel, then it's the Seifa, and then you could follow the Rov. Period. That's Halacha number one. Let's keep count and see how many different halachas of sfeikos we're going to learn over here. The Gemara continues, 8 lines from the bottom. Shnei tziburin, if you have 2 piles, echad shel chametz vechad shel matzah, one of chametz and one of matzah, ulefneim shnei batim, and then there are 2 houses, echad baduk ve'eino baduk. One has been already checked, and one has not been checked. Va'asu shnei achbarim, and then 2 mice come along, echad shakel matzah ve'echad shakel chametz. One takes the matzah, the other the chametz. V'lo yadinan, hai lahai ayil, v'hai lahai ayil. And we don't know if the mouse took the chametz into the checked house, in the cheskas baduk, or he took the chametz into the house that was still chametz stick. So now, we have a 50-50 chance that the mice made the house that's baduk chametz stick. Says the Gemara, that's another famous rule in Shas. Hainu shtei kupos. This is also lechura a mistake. There is a similar Mishnah in Trumas, in Perek Vav, in Perek Zayin, but this is not a Mishnah as well. It's a Braisa Disanya, as we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa states, shtei kupos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. You have 2 boxes. One has chulin inside of it, the other truma. Ulefneim, and in front of these 2 boxes, shneison, there are 2 saw. Saw is a measurement. Echad shel chulin v'echad shel truma. V'naflu elu l'soch elu. Each one of the saw, we're just not sure which one it was, whether it was truma or chulin, fell into one of the 2 boxes. Each box, they had 1 box with truma. 1 box, of course, was of truma, the other of chulin. The halach is etz mutter. Why? Shani omer. Because I could say, of course, we need to explain why we couldn't make that presumption. Chulin l'tay chulin naflu, utruma l'tay truma naflu. We can make a presumption that the chulin fell into the chulin, truma fell into the truma. We don't have to be afraid that the chulin fell into the truma, and now we have a mixture of truma, and a zar cannot eat both boxes. We don't have to say that, but we could say Shani Omer. The rationale why we could say Shani Omer, the Gemara is going to spell out in a moment. Let us just put it back into the case of chametz. Over here, we could assume that the mouse took the chametz to an area which was an Eina Baduk. But the Baduk area, we could assume the matzah was brought into that area. Asks the Gemara, how could you connect the 2? Eimar damrinon shani omer. Maybe when do we say this rule, shani omer, betruma derabbanon? That comes to truma, that is, chiyuv is only midrabbanon. Rashi explains, truma midrabbanon means bizman hazeh. A famous Rambam in the end of Hilchas Trumos spells out that since the Torah Kedosha describes, bevoachem el ha'aretz, you need bias kulchem, you need the majority, or all of Klal Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael, the Hagdara of Bias Kulchem might be a nominee for the Halacha topic from the Daily Daf. Either way, Truma Bizman Azeh, says Rashi and the Rambam as well, in the end of Hilchos Trumos, is only Midrabanan. Since it's only Midrabanan, it seems that the Gemara is alluding to the idea that we could be Tola, if it's a legitimate Suffolk 50-50, then we could go Lekula and say, Presumably, the chulin fell into chulin and truma into truma. However, continues the Gemara on top of Yudam and Alf, b'chametz doraisa mi'amrin, and b'chametz is a shayla of a doraisa bizman hazeh as well. And therefore, who says you could say shani omer that the chametz went into the ena baduk and the matzah went into the cheskas baduk? Asks the Gemara. Really, is the shayla here doraisa on the second line? Atu b'dikas chametz doraisa drabonani. No, the whole shayla is only midrabanan, the midoraisa bebitul ba'al masagile. So since the fellow did bitul, the whole shayla itself is only midrabanan, and therefore in a case of safek, one could be makel. Third shayla in Hilchas Chametz. Let's keep track. Shayla number one in Hilchas Chametz was Teisha Tziburin Shel Matzah Vechad Shel Chametz, and the mouse went and took it, and we don't know which one he took away. Shayla number two was Tu Tziburin, one of chametz and one of matzah, and we don't know if the mouse brought the chametz into the cheskas bodik house. And shaila now number three. Tzavur echad shel chametz. There is a pile of chametz. Ulefanu shtei batim bedukim. And now both houses have been checked. Va'asa achbar v'shakal. And the achbar came along and he took the chametz. Lo yadinan ilahai ol ilahai ol. He definitely went into one of the two houses. But the question is, did he go into both? No, he only went into one. So which one requires bedika? Says the Gemara, Hainu Shnei Shvilim, this is a very famous case. This is a Mishnah. In Taharis, Perikei Mishnah, hey, Disnan Shnei Shvilim, if you have two roads, Echot Tomei Ve'Echot Tar, one is Tomei, one is Tar, V'holach Be'Echot Mehen, and a person went on one of them. Okay, so we got the Tziur, we have a road. One of them, let's say, has a grave in the middle of the road. The other doesn't. A person who is tar went on them. Va'asa taharis. And then he was involved in taharis. He touched something that had a presumption of being tar. U'balchaveir v'holach b'sheni va'asa taharis. And then his friend went on the other road, and he touched taharis. Now, most definitely, one of those is tameh. We just don't know which of the taharas is tameh, because we don't know which individual is tameh, because we don't know where the dead body was, and these two individuals walked on one of the roads that is tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, im nishalu zeh b'fnei atzmo, zeh b'fnei atzmo tahirin. If a person comes and asks you the shayla, comes with the taharas, he describes to you the shayla, he brings you one group of taharas, so you could be tole lekula, we'll see, im yirtzeh Hashem, why that's so in a moment. However, and that could happen twice over. Shneim bebasachas, but if he asks it both at once, then you can't say with a straight face that both of them are tar. Even though you could be mekel with each one, if they're asked simultaneously, then you have to assume that they're tamei. Shneim bebasachas tamei. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ben kachu ben kach tamei. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says you cannot paskin that each one is tar if one of them is definitely tamei. We're going to have Rava's explanation about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Before we get to that, we need to understand why we could be makel. Rashi explains, at the end of the day, this ostensibly is a shayla d'oraisa as well. We can't evoke the rule that we had above of d'rabbanan. Rashi explains in Dibrei HaMaschilim Nishalu that there is a very important rule at play, and that is the rule of Safek Tuma B'Rushus HaRabim is Tahar. Since the Safek took place in the Rushus HaRabim, so here, there is a Gzeres HaKosov. This is an important rule to know. And when it comes to Tuma, where Machriya, the Sveikos and Tuma in the following manner. Safek Tuma B'Rushus HaRabim is Tahar. Safek Tuma B'Rushus HaYachid is Tameh. Hence, this is a case of Safek Tuma B'Rushus HaRabim, and therefore, one could be makel imnishalu zeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. We're going to see in a moment, according to Rava, even Rabbi Yossi will agree with that rule. To put this in context, we'll go off on a dafyomi tangent for a minute, because we are playing with these rules so much that I think it's important to give the dear Talmidim a background that I heard from my great Rebbe Rav Shechter in the name of the Gra. The Pasuk says that you will come in Parsha Shoftim to the Shofet to judge Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lenega. Dam Ladam, Chazal understand, refers to Dam Nida. Dam Nida, of course, has implications in Yaredeya, of when a man is allowed to be with his wife and when he's not allowed to. Din Ladin, of course, is Hilchos Mamonos. Nega Lenema, Nega is Negoim, which is Taharis.
Why are they given three categories? So the Gra pointed out beautifully, because there are three different categories of halacha that are reflected as three different categories, because in cases of safek, we decide the halacha with different barometers. When it comes to Iser v'heter, we have the rule that we've had on our daf, safek d'oraisa l'chumra, safek d'rabbanan l'kula. When it comes to din l'din, then we have another rule, hamotzi mechaveiro olav araya. That might be similar to the din of ein safek motzi midei vadai. Whoever has the money, you need to prove that it doesn't belong to him. And the third rule, that's of course a big discussion in the Achronim, whether it's based on ein safek motzi midei vadai. The third rule of nega l'nega is a rule of tumah v'tahara. There we don't evoke the rule safek d'rabbanan l'kula, safek d'oraisa l'chumra, but rather we have this third barometer of safek tumah b'rushus harabim histar, b'rushus hayochid is tame. Again, the rationale for that is a little bit beyond our scope. It could very well be simply exeris hakosav. Now Rava analyzes the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rava v'itamer Rabbi Yochanan, b'bas achas if they come to ask the shayla of this taharis. Where? One person walked on a road, another person walked on another road. Each one of them touched taharis. They definitely walked on one road. One of them did. That was tamei. So if you come to ask about the taharis, for sure you have to say, you have to be machmir, that's tamei. Because there it's not even a suffix. If they come each one after the other, then it's tahar. Why? Because the rule, safik tuma bershus harabim, is tahar. Loi nechliku, when do we have the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, ele ba lishal alav va'al chaveroi? If one of them comes to ask on both his taharis as well as the taharis of his friend. Rabbi Yossi midame le lebas achas. Rabbi Yossi says it's like the case of where they come together. Then you have to be machmir. Rabbi Yehuda medame leizacharzeh. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's like each one come after each other. The svara of Rava is not that straightforward. It's a little bit hard to understand, but Rashi gives a beautiful presentation of it. So let's go out of our general custom and let's see the Rashi inside. Rabbi Yehuda medame leizacharzeh says Rashi, hol ve'en kan shoel ele echad. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if one person is asking both shailas, then in such a case, Mishimelo Tarata, we say to him, you can follow the presumption, you're a tar. Safik tar, safik tumah b'rishus harabim is tar. Sherei safik biyahu. Ume atzmo yavin. You don't paskin on the second one, but rather he understands, Shav chavera kamo, that his chaver has his own shayla. So there isn't a response to both shaylas. There's only a response to one person. That's a fascinating conceptual question of how do we look at it when one person presents a shayla of himself as well as the shayla of somebody else. And that's going to be the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. How do we connect this back to chametz? We are, after all, doing Maseches Pesachim. So case number three, we go back to. We had Salver Echad Shal Chametz, Ulefanim Shnei Batim Bodkim. And now we have a shayla in regards to the houses. V'gabe Batim Nami, in Bo Lishol Zelatzon Zelfnei Atzmo, if the Baal HaBayis, who had a Cheskas Baduk house, and now we know that there's a weasel that came running, we're not sure it came into his house or not. Amrin le'kol echad, yata tzarech livdok, dekim de bedikas chametz de rabbanon, taylino lekula. You could assume it goes lekula, just like safik tumah birshus haram goes lekula. V'amrin sveik amotir, v'ibabas achas bo shneen tzrichim bedika. And if the two of them come together, so then there's a requirement of bedika. You put a big period here, and we get to the fourth shaila of Sveikos that continues this beautiful tour of Sveikos and Shas. Safek al, safek lo al. What happens if we see a mouse with chametz in his mouth near a house that is baduk? Rashi says that the chametz was in the chatzer and the bayis right there is baduk, and we don't know if he went into the house or not. Says the Gemara, hainu biko, that's the case of biko, which is also a Mishnah in Taharis, Perek Vav Mishnah Hei, Uveplukta de Rebbe Eliezer v'Rabbanan. And that is a machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbanan. This not, as we learned in Taharis, Perek Vav. Hanichnis lebika b'imos hakshama. A person went into a valley during the rainy season, v'tuma b'sada plonis, and there's tuma in a field. V'amar echad halachti b'makom halaz, I went in that general vicinity, I'm not sure if I went into the field or not.
Rashi explains that once it's the rainy season, then not all people had permission. Rashi doesn't explain why, but not all people had permission to walk in to the Bikka, and therefore, ostensibly, we have a case of Safik Tuma Birishus Hayachid, and this is going to be the position of those who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachomim itamim. Chachomim say it's tamei because of Safik Tuma Birishus Hayachid. What's the rationale of Rabbi Eliezer? Shayi Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Safik Bia Tahar. If there's a Safik of whether a person came to that area, then you could be Mekel. Rashi explains that this is a form of Sfek Sfeika. Tosis quotes different opinions whether this is the explanation. In fact, in Dibra Maskel Safik Bia, he quotes Rashi himself. And Avodah Zarah explains it differently. He quotes the position of the Ri. We'll give another explanation for the Chumrah of the Rabbanon. See the Tosos over there. So this is the rule according to Rabbi Eliezer. Let's see it again inside. Shoy Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a Safek Biatar, Safek Maga Tuma Tame. If there's a Safek whether he touched it, then you'll have to be Machmir. Safek Bia, you could be Mekel. Tos points out a little bit of a weakness of the comparison in the first place of going up to a Bikka, because at the end of the day, over here, there's a Cheskas Baduk. That's what Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskel Safik. Finally, Rashi concludes in Dibra Maskel V'Chachamim that the Gemara never meant to equate the two halachos. Even the Rabbanan, Rashi claims, will be Mekel when it comes to the case of Chametz, since Bedikas Chametz is the Rabbanan, we'll be Talinon Lekula. The Gemara now continues with case number 5. Al ubadak. When in a case of where it's definitive that the mouse took chametz into that particular area, he went up and they checked afterwards, velo ashkach, and then the chametz cannot be found. Plugsa de Ramei Rabbanan. That is dependent on another machlokis in Shas. This is in Meseches Nida on Samach Aleph. Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Yiremei Rami called over Shebecheska Soituma Loilam Hubetumasa Achi Vadalecha Hatuma Hechan He. According to Rabbi Meir, you've got to prove and got to show where the Tuma went if you know for sure the Tuma appeared. The Chacham Amrim Bedok Achi Megia Lesela O Lekarka Besula. The Chacham say you dig up until you've come to area that has not been ever moved. Virgin soil, it's clear that the soil had never been moved, or you hit rock area, and then you could assume that it's gone. Rashi again over here, in Dibra Maskel, called over Shebecheska Satuma, says that one would be Mekel. He says on the third line into the wide that one would be Mekel in Hilchas Chametz when we're dealing with a Derabbanan. Tosis in Dibra Maskel all finds Rashi's approach difficult. At the end of the day, the Gemara makes no suggestion that Rabbi Meir would be Mekel by Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara says, Pluksa de Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. Tosis answers that you have to say that we're talking about a case where there was no Bittel, and if there was no Bittel, then Rabbi Meir would be of his opinion that you have to be Machmir. Rashi could also agree with that in theory, but for some reason, if there was no Bittel, Rashi would agree that would be a Suffolk Darais according to Rabbi Meir and have Rabbi Meir's rules of Chumrah that we learn in Maseches Nida, but Rashi would prefer to be Mokim, our Gemara, described that our Gemara is talking about a case where there was Bedika. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom on Yudam and Aleph, Al Ubadach V'Ashkach. What happens if they check and then they find? So this is case number 6. Plugsa de Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. This is the Machlokas Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. The sign we learned in the Brisa. Sada Shenevad Ba Kever. A field that a kever had disappeared. Hanichnas L'socha Tame. Someone who goes into that field has a status of Tame. Nimtza Ba Kever. If a kever is found, Hanichnas L'socha Tar, then the person is Tar. Shani Omer, Kever Sha'avad, who Kever Shenimtza Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says, there's no reason to believe there was another kever there. So the kever that was found now removes the status of confusion about the field. The field that we weren't sure where the kever was, we now know where it is. And if you go somewhere else, so then in such a case, you won't become Tamir. Shimon Gamliel Omer Tibadei Kol HaSadeh Kula. Shimon Gamliel says that you have to check the entire field. So too over here, by simply finding it, according to Rebbe, it would be enough. According to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, it would not be enough.
The simple pshat in the Gemara of Hamevin Yovin, it might be dependent on
the previous machlokas that we had between Rashi and Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Alubadak is that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you'll still have to check the entire area once you found chametz, while according to Rebbe, you could presume that this was the chametz that the mouse had brought in if you find chametz after you saw the mouse go in with the chametz. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom, case number 7 as well. Miach tes. If he left 9 pieces of chametz, umatza yud, and then he finds 10. Now, do we just assume that one chametz was mysteriously added? Or do we say that that indicates that many things have been moved around, and now you have to presume that this is a different set of 10, or partly a different set of 10, and that there are other pieces of chametz that are jumping around? Hiniach tesu matzah yud, plug said the Rebbe v'Rabbanan. That's a machlokes Rebbe v'Rabbanan. Desanya, we learned in a brisa. Hiniach mana, if he left 100 coins, umatzah masayim, and he finds 200. Now, what did he leave 100 of? By the way, it doesn't have to be literally of coins, but mana is considered 100 zuz. It might be in one coin, a mana, which represents 100 zuz. If he finds now 2 mana, so Tanakhama says that if we were talking about a case of where the first mana was of Meiser Sheni, so then we presume that the second one is of Chulin. Chulin Meiser Sheni, Muravim Zebizad, Div Rebbe Meir. And the Chachamim say that we presume that this 2 mana, this 200, was entirely exchanged for the 1 mana, and therefore everything now is chulin, and the mana of Meiser has disappeared. Rashi explains the same would be in regards to chametz. That we presume that these 10 pieces of chametz, are new pieces of chametz, and therefore you have to search for the entire house, lest they have been dragged, the 9 were dragged away, and the 10 were put in its place. So according to Chacham, there would be a requirement of Bedika. According to Rebbe, we could just presume one piece of chametz was added. I have jotted in my Gemara, from when I was a young man, Zochet to be, this was my second year in Rav Braunschweig Shir, I might have been 19 years old at the time, the Rebbe Spiegel asked that the Rashis don't seem to match up. Over here, Rashi does not say we could be mekel when it comes to chametz and say that bedikas chametz is only midrabana. 3 lines from the bottom sounds like a good question. And we have to take a look at my notes from the Shiurim to see if Rebbe Spiegel answered it. Hiniach yudu matzatesha. What happens if he left 10 pieces of bread and then he finds 9? So Gemara says, well, that's in that Tosefta Meiser Sheni as well. That's the safe over there. Hayu Seifa Desanya, Hiniach Masayim, if he leaves 200, Umatza Mana. And he found a Mana. So we say, Mana Munach, Mana Mutal, Divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, we say, you have to say that a Mana of the Meiser Sheni was removed, but the other Mana is of Meiser Sheni. The Chacham Maimim HaKol Chulin, the Chachamim say that the new Mana, we presume that everything was removed, and everything is going to be Chulin. Again, the same parallel in regards to Hilchos Bedika. If it's Hiniach Yud Umatza Teisha, according to the Rabbanan, you'll have to presume that the 10 pieces were entirely removed all over the house, and you have to look for those 10 again, and the 9 are all new ones. We turn to Amud Beis. We're now up to our 9th Shaila in Hilchos Sveikus, by chametz. Hiniach bezavazu umatza bezavas acheres. He left in one corner the chametz, and he finds in another corner. Says Gemara plugsa to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Barabbanan. Desanya, as far as I know, this is the only source in Shas that we have for this brisa, this machlokes in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Barabbanan. Kardam, working tools, she'ibed bebayis, disappeared, might have been stolen. Habayis Tameh. Then the whole house now becomes Tameh. Why? What do working tools disappearing have to do with making the house Tameh? Shani Omer, because I have to presume, say the Chachamim, Adam Tameh Nichnas Losham V'Natlan. He took it, and he might have been Metami things in the house along the way. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Habayis Tameh. Shani Omer, Hishilu La'acher V'Shochach. That the Baal Habayis lent it to somebody else, and he forgot. Or he put it somewhere else. He took it out of one room and he put it somewhere else. And he looked back in the first room. He didn't find it, but he had forgotten where he had put it. So that would be lechura dependent on our shaila over here. When it comes to the chametz that was found in another corner, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we could presume it's the same chametz. According to the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon in this case, then you would not be able to. The Gemara now analyzes. Zavis man de karshme. What exactly is this case of the corner? What's going on with this corner? If you have these tools that are lost in the house, the Gemara adds that even if it was found in a different corner, so then you have to be choshesh that Adam Tameh moved it from one corner to the next, and therefore everything in the house is Tameh as well. Either he lent it to somebody else or forgot, that the Baal Bayis, who's Tahar, moved it, but you don't have to presume that someone else came in and moved it. These conclude the 9 cases of Shailas and Hilchas Chametz, which the Gemara connects to Machlokios Tanoim. You put a big period here, and now the Gemara starts with new teachings of Rava. Up until our Mishnah, we will have Rava's teachings and questions in regards to Sveikos and Chametz. Amar Rava, Achbar, we continue talking about a mouse. Nichnas v'kikar bepiv, nichnas acharav u'matza peirurin, tzarech b'dika. If you see a mouse come in, and he's got chametz in his mouth, and then you find crumbs as a trail, then you have to do bedika for the kikar. Remember, the Gemara in Vavam Beza told us that prirurin don't require bedika. So the bedika is now, there's a presumption that the chametz is lying around. Because the derech of the achbar, when it eats something, is not to create crumbs. And therefore, we have to assume, says Rashi in Dibra Masal V'nichnas, that this is not the same kikar that the achbar brought in. The achbar brought in a kikar. However, the kikar that you found is something else. Similarly, says Rava, we have a parallel case with a different halacha when it comes to a child. Vama Rava, tinuk nichnas v'kikar biyadav, nichnas acharav, umatza peirurin, ein tzarech bedika. But if it's a child, then you don't presume that all that's left is peirurin. Excuse me, if it's a child, you assume that all that's left is pirurim, and we learn pirurim don't need a bedika, and the child ate it. Why? Mipnei shedarko shel tinuk lefarer, the derech of a child is to leave crumbs. So therefore, when the child ate it, he ate it, and that's all that's left is the crumbs. In contrast to when it comes to the achbar would not eat and leave crumbs. And if you find crumbs, then that's a simen that there might be another kikar that's around. The Gemara continues with another shaila from Rava. Boy, Rava Achbar nichbas v'kikar bepiv. An Achbar comes in, and you see that he's got bread in his mouth. V'achbar yotze v'kikar bepiv mahu. And you see him go out with a piece of bread in his mouth. Mi amrinon, do we say, hainu hai de'ol? V'hainu hai de'nofak, that he took the same one in, and he's taking the same one out, and everything is fine. Odoma achrinohu. Or you say it's something else. In other words, he dropped off one piece of chametz and he took another chametz out. But now you've got that chametz in the house. Says the Gemara, "Im timtza lomer." And if you're going to say "Hainu haide ol v'hainu haide nafak," that you could assume that whatever he brought in is the one he's taking it out. What about "Achbar lovan nichpnas"? A white mouse comes in v'kikar bepiv, and he has a piece of bread in his mouth. "V'achbar shachar yotze," and a black mouse goes out v'kikar bepiv mau. Hai vada echrino, do we say that this is certainly a different one? Odilma rumuye arme mine. The white one got rid of it, and the black one took it. V'im timtza lomar. And if you're going to say, achbarim lo shakli me'adadi, that the mice do not shear, achbar nichnas v'kikar bepiv. What if a mouse came in with a piece of bread, v'chulda yotze v'kikar befia, and the chulda went out with the kikar in its mouth, mouth. Do you say he certainly got it from the mouse? Or do you say that it's a different one? Dim isa the me'achmar shechlise. If you're going to say he got it from the mouse, achmar b'fia have a mishtakech.
You would have even found the mouse in the mouth of the weasel, because the weasel would not have only been interested in the bread, he would be interested in eating the mouse himself.
Gemara continues, 6 lines or 7 lines before the wide, beginning of the line, Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv. A mouse went in and has bread in his mouth, v'chulda yotza v'kikar v'achbar b'pi chulda. And the chulda goes out with both the mouse and a piece of bread in his mouth. Do you say, well, here certainly he's got the chametz of the mouse because he's got the mouse himself in his mouth. Or maybe you would say the mouse would be sitting in the mouth of the weasel, but the chametz should be sitting not in the mouth of the weasel, but sitting in the mouth of the mouse that is being that was captured by the weasel. Or do you say, well, the mouse, as he was being preyed on, dropped the chametz, and the weasel then took it. Teku tishbi yitaretz kushius v'abayis. 2 lines left before the wide. Bai rava kikar b'shmeikora tzarech sulam lahorida o ein tzarech. Says Rava, if you have a piece of bread that's sitting on a very high beam, do you have to bring a ladder, climb up and bring it down? Or is it not necessary? Do we say the Rabbanan would never matriach such a requirement of bedika? Since he can't reach it, he'll never come to eat it. Maybe we're afraid he'll fall down and he'll come to eat it. By the way, from this Gemara, it seems to be quite clear that the requirement of bedika is Shema Yavo La'achlo. We discussed on Daf Beis, the halacha from the daily Daf, different opinions of why there's a requirement of Bedikas Chametz. And even if we're going to say that you have to be afraid that maybe fall down, he'll come to eat it. Kikar Bibor, what happens if you have a kikar in a pit? Tzarech Sulam La'alosa, do you need to go down into the pit? Oein Tzarech, Hachavadei De La'avida Desalkim Minavshe, it can't go come by itself. Piece of bread could fall from a beam, but it can't climb up the walls of a bar. Maybe we should be afraid. The owner of the property is going to want to go down into the bar to do something. He might come to eat it. And if you're going to say that we're afraid he's going to go into the bar and he'll come to eat it, and therefore you got to get rid of it before Pesach, kikar b'fi nachash. What if you have a piece of bread in the mouth of a snake? Tzarech chaver lohotzi. You need to hire someone who's an expert in snakes to take it out of the nachash's mouth. O ein tzarech, or is it not required? Beguf atruchu rabbanan. The rabbanan required you with your guf, and you should not mess with snakes with your guf. Bimimona lo itruchu rabbanan. But when it comes to your own money, the rabbanan will not matriach you. O dilma lo shna, or doesn't make a difference. Teku tishbi yitaretz kushios v'abayas. We will stop Daf Yud over here, an amazing Daf with 9 beautiful shailos and connections to Sfeikos in all of Shas, and then Rava's Halachos with fascinating shailos, many of which end off with Teku. Be'ezer Hashem, we will begin the Daf for Monday, Parshas Matos Maseh, with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Amebeis, the Mishnah of Reb Yehuda.